Moving from motor vehicle licenses to motoring itself, we speak to motorsport journalist Hendrik Verwoerd about the Spanish Grand Prix, which is taking place at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya on Sunday, with the first qualifying rounds having taken place yesterday. And he speaks to us about what we can expect. Hendrik, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, good morning, Zane. Nice to talk to you.
We're having this fight about learner's licenses and driver's licenses.
Yes.
And there's quite a bit of confusion. We've been battling with this. Talk to us about the Spanish Grand Prix taking place, and I believe that there's been qualifying yesterday as well as today. What can we expect?
Well, we have practice sessions yesterday. We had two practice sessions yesterday, a third one later this morning, and then qualifying happens at 3 o'clock this afternoon. But the early indications, Zane, are that we are in for much the same that we have seen so far this season. The two Mercedes drivers, Lewis Hamilton and Valtteri Bottas, leading the charge in both practice sessions yesterday, almost a second ahead of the next best, which was, in both cases, Max Verstappen in the Red Bull, who had such a stunning race last weekend at Silverstone. But the one thing that we see what is happening since last weekend is that the hotter temperatures, the higher temperatures that they are experiencing at the moment, the middle of the European summer, are really affecting the performance of the Mercedes cars. There's a big struggle for the Mercedes drivers last weekend at Silverstone. They're in Spain this weekend, as you say, the Barcelona and the Catalunya circuit, which is also a fairly high-speed circuit with a number of high-speed corners, and that is where the trouble begins for the Mercedes drivers, the high-speed corners where they put a huge amount of load into the tyres. And those tyres tend to not last because the Mercedes are working them not as efficiently as the Red Bull seems to do and some other teams. So I think what I'm trying to say is it seems on paper that the Mercedes drivers are completely going to dominate this weekend. I think it's not going to happen. I think we're going to see a different story. Even if they do qualify strong this afternoon, I think it's going to be a different story with the high temperatures on Sunday.
What can we expect tomorrow? Is there an upset that we can expect, or is it going to be pretty much same old happening as last week?
We saw pretty much an upset last weekend with the 70th anniversary Grand Prix at Silverstone when Max Verstappen completely caught the Mercedes drivers by surprise by running a different strategy and then beating both of them. In the race to move up into second place in the championship. He's now only 30 points behind Lewis Hamilton. And, you know, 25 points for a victory and a non-finish for Hamilton means that it's not such a big gap as it may appear. So there's a possibility of a Max Verstappen surprise again for Red Bull. They seem to be a team that may not have a complete performance, the performance that the Mercedes have. But on a race distance, I think the Red Bull deals with its tyres much better and seems to be much more competitive in race conditions rather than the short one-lap shootout in qualifying. Then, of course, further down, there's a situation with the Racing Point team that has been so competitive in practice this season so far, but has not really performed well during the races. They seem to be underperforming in race conditions, and they must certainly be in with a chance of upsetting the apple cart this weekend. There's a lot of politics going on behind the scenes about the Racing Point car because it seems that most of their competitors, except maybe Mercedes, are not that happy that what they basically did was to make a copy of last year's winning Mercedes and calling it the Racing Point. So, you know, that's a completely different discussion. I don't want to get too much into that, but there's a lot of unhappiness in the paddock about the Racing Point and the reason for their good performance, basically being a copy of last year's championship winning Mercedes. So I think, you know, we're in for an interesting Grand Prix this weekend before we take a bit of a break after the third in the second triple header of the season.
Chatting to Hendrik Verwoerd, our motorsport journalist. We're chatting the Spanish Grand Prix at the Circuit de Barcelona, Catalunya. Of course, we've got to turn our attention to Brad Binder. And, of course, this weekend is the Austrian MotoGP this Sunday. You know, Red Bull Ring, a track in Spielberg in Austria. Can he make it two out of two?
Zane, first of all, let me just say that I certainly do not hold myself as well informed about MotoGP as Formula One, but I do follow it, and I think what I can say, you know, going on what experts do say, is that yes, you can do it. It was a fantastic performance by him last weekend in the Czech Republic. His first victory in only his third MotoGP race. Let's not forget that it's only his third race last weekend. The team seems to be very happy with the way that he's been able to push them forward during the course of the season so far. Unfortunately, he had two unfortunate results in the previous two races. But, you know, it is the home race for the KTM Red Bull team. They seem to be very confident that they will be able to at least finish on a podium again. They were unfortunate, I think, last weekend, not getting two podiums because his teammate, Paul Espargaro, fell off and couldn't score. But he's also a consistent front runner, competitor. So certainly those two riders for the KTM team are looking very strong this weekend, and let's see what happens. The rain could affect practice today and qualifying maybe, so let's hope they can both get into the top 10 and qualify well.
Chatting to Hendrik Verwoerd, the motoring journalist, and chatting about Brad Binder. Hopefully he can make it 2 out of 2.